2.5 weeks after two large pens of young salmon were slashed open, prematurely releasing the fish into San Francisco Bay, officials have made little progress in determining who did it. So a reward fund has been set up in hopes that it can aid the investigation.
We've established a reward / donation fund. If we don't use it for a reward, it'll become a donation for our education programs. But if somebody comes forward with the information that leads to the arrest and conviction of whoever did this, we'll turn over that money to them.
Brooke Halsey is executive director of the Tiburon Salmon Institute, the educational nonprofit that housed the fish. When their third pen was similarly vandalized a week later, some 60,000 smolts were lost altogether.
These are Chinook king salmon. We received 40,000 from the Feather River. We received approximately 20,000 from Casa Grande students that spawned fish in their Adobe Creek, which is an offshoot of the Petaluma River.
Chuck Bremer, president of the San Francisco Tyee Foundation, which funds and helps run the salmon-raising work of the Tiburon Institute, explains that the fish were well-fed, often by hand, and at 6 to 8 inches long, were big enough to survive in open water. It was the timing of the vandalism that most upset him.
The loss is not that the fish were released. The loss was the timing. One set was going to be released within a few short days, and then the Casa Grande fish were to be left here until October 30th. When all the kids from the high school and the Tiburon Salmon Institute children all come together, and they have a celebration of a release of their fish.
Two animal rights organizations have praised the salmon release, but both stopped short of taking credit for it. Greg Gillis, senior and president of the United Anglers of Casa Grande, was there for the press conference announcing the reward Wednesday afternoon. He and his 4 dozen classmates in the program devoted a big part of their lives over the past year to raising the salmonoids. But when they learned of the release, Gillis says, the students' reaction was not anger, but disappointment.
We spent from December until May taking care of the fish every day. We were there on weekends. We were there during our Christmas break. We were there every day taking care of the eggs, taking care of the babies, taking care of the fish. So we kind of grew attached to them.
The Petaluma High School's Creek Restoration and Fish Hatchery program has drawn consistent praise over its 29-year history. In fact, the current faculty advisor, Don Hubacher, participated in it when he was a student, so he knows how much of a commitment it represents.
The hatchery is one of those things, it's not just a class. This is what they do. They recognize themselves as anglers. This is what they spend their weekends and holidays doing. They invest so much of their heart into this.
Back at the Institute in Tiburon, Brooke Halsey vows that the 38-year-old salmon-raising program will continue next year, with additional security measures in place. And the planned release celebration for the students will also happen as scheduled, albeit with fewer fish.
The Department of Fish and Game has allocated 1,000 fish for our students to release on October 30th. These fish are going to be year-old steelhead from the Nimbus Hatchery on the Sacramento River. It's a chance for the kids to celebrate a release and a chance for us to show the people that did this that we're not going to be put down by these acts of vandalism.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.